This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, October 17. The Body of Christ. Our reading comes from Romans chapter 12. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Ephesians 1, verses 22 and 23. God placed all things under His feet and appointed Him to be head over everything for the church, which is His body. Maybe you've heard someone say, I don't need to go to church to be a Christian. This is true. Many Christians have been jailed for their faith and have been prevented from going to or attending church worship services. But the church is not a place where we go. The church is the body of Christ. Wherever God's people meet for worship and fellowship, the church is present. The church is found not only in buildings that we call churches, but also in prisons, on college campuses, on remote mission fields, in homes within countries that have outlawed Christianity, and more. The Bible likens the church to a human body and says that we are each a part of the body. Being a Christian and being part of the church are synonymous. Every part of the body is important, and every part contributes to the overall well-being of the entire body. While it may be true that we don't need to go to church to be a Christian, the parts of the body can die if they are disconnected from the whole. A foot, finger, eye, or kidney, for example, cannot live if it is not connected to the body. Only when we minister to others and are ministered to can we grow in our faith and flourish. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for the church, your body, in its many different shapes and forms throughout the world. Thank you for joining me to the church. Help me to serve and to be served as a part of it. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.